TED Audio Collective.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. A simple gesture like scratching an itch takes an impressive amount of coordination between the trillions of cells in our bodies. So, what is happening inside of us? Science communicator Samantha Yamin brings us into the lab, so to speak, to show us how we communicate with our cells and the rapid ways our cells communicate with each other.
Have you ever, tripped out thinking about the idea of your own existence? Like, oh, what am I? Who am I? Next time you're there in that moment, what am I? You can think that you are 37.2 trillion cells. 37.2 trillion. Now, warning, this is just our best estimate to date. It's subject to change. That would be a good thing. It would mean that science is improving and becoming more accurate. But as far as we know, by our best guess right now, you're 37.2 trillion cells. A trillion has 12 zeros in it, okay? That's 37 followed by 12 numbers. For comparison, there are only 7.7 billion people on the planet, which is still a lot, but a billion only has 9 zeros. That means that there are more microscopic cells in your body, making up your body right now, than there are people on this entire planet. The cells in your body come in a range of sizes and shapes. Now, you don't really need me to tell you this. Intuitively, you already know it. Just look at your body, right? You can imagine the heart that's pumping it, your brain, your fat. You're made of all of these beautiful different pieces, all of these cells. How did these all arise? Because the trick here is that all of these cells are related. Now, you thought your family was complicated. Your body is a whole other thing. Yeah, all of these cells are related. They all came from the same initial fertilized egg, that thing that was made when your parents did the unthinkable. Right? They all came from the same fertilized egg. They all have the same DNA in them. So how do they become so different? Each one is only using a subsection of DNA, and so each cell ends up a little bit different. Pretty cool. What that leaves us with is you in all of your glory, trillions of cells inside you, making up you. Each of them has the same roughly DNA. But they're interpreting that DNA to make different molecules, different proteins. So each cell has a different combination of stuff inside of it. You, a big blob made of smaller blobs with even smaller blobs inside of it. And what you might be thinking, which is reasonable after someone just said blob that many times, is why do we blobbing care? Right? Well, because all of these things are necessary for your everyday life. Everything that you do, you need all of these blobs in order to do them. Let's do a simple demonstration to really see this in action. All right, on the count of three, if you're able to, please clap or feel free to make any other noise that you'd like. Okay, one, two, three. Oh, beautiful, thank you. Wonderful. Okay, so let's break down, now that we've understood the blobs, let's break down what was really happening in those moments. If you're waiting for the auditory cue to clap, you're using your ear, different structures in your ear, including sensory cells, which are gonna sense that noise, send a message into the part of your brain that senses noise and perceives the noise. Over here on this side, it's the temporal lobe. There's an auditory cortex in there. It's gonna process those noise signals and try to interpret what they mean. It's gonna realize, she gave an instruction for movement, shoot that message up to the frontal lobe, particularly the motor cortex. If you're wearing a headband, it sits about there. And now the neurons, the brain cells in the motor cortex are gonna send a message down super fast, down your spinal cord. You can feel your vertebrae protecting your spinal cord. It's gonna send the message down and out to the level of the arm. And the nerves there are gonna tell your muscle cells to contract, and you're gonna move your arm. All of that happened in the milliseconds between me saying three and you clapping. All of this. And of course, I've oversimplified. There are so many more cells involved. Everything we do, all of our movements, but not just that, even the more complex things like thinking, all of those are based on some series of events, some actions by cells in our body, which I think is awesome. Now, I presented it here very formulaic, as if we've solved biology. But no, there are still a lot of mysteries on how all of these things work, right? Turns out 37.2 trillion cells times millions of things in them equals a lot more unanswered questions than when we started. But what's kept me fascinated and grateful that I get to study this and think about biology every day for the past decade is this. These are real cells that I grew in a dish in the lab and imaged through the microscope. I've looked at thousands of these types of images, but never gotten sick of looking at them because they remind me that all of us are this kind of beautiful, complicated mess. And that's the real lesson in biology. That's the real power of asking biological questions and trying to answer them through the scientific method. The real thing biology teaches us is that each of us is a universe. Now, not only is that a fun thing to say and a cool thing to think about, I think it can also teach us an important lesson. It's taught me a lesson in compassion. Seeing all of these cells and all these things that we're made up of has, you know, made me more compassionate for myself and for others. Because it makes me realize that there's so much going on inside each of us. There's all these little cells working so hard for everything we think and feel and do and say to one another without us even realizing that they're doing it. And I'm not saying you need to pay attention to every cell and every protein in your body all the time. No, that'd be ridiculous. But we do need to remember this beauty in our biology, the beauty in the biology of every living thing. And just remember, you are, at least according to science, you are a magnificent molecular masterpiece.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Toronto, Ontario. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Downsview Women. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Visit our website at ted.com/TEDxShorts. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening and see you tomorrow.